Sweetest friends, the shir should be a specialist for Amorni Marasi and all the Cholim and Kval Yisrael. Should have Refuah Shleima. It says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Dalet, Pesukim Vav and Zayin, Zivchu Zivchei Tzedek, Uvitchu El Hashem, Rabbi Mo Mirani Tov, Mirani Tov. Slaughter righteous slaughterings and have Bitachon in Hashem. Many people say, who will show me good? So we'd like to explain these Pesukim, how they make sense, what it means, Zivchu Zivchei Tzedek. Slaughter for me a righteous slaughtering, a zebach tzedek, and zvachim of tzedek, and habitachon in Hashem. Many people say, "Who will show me good?" What does this mean? So we're going to go on the derech of Marina Rosh Hashiva. Our foot is at sound. It says in the Torah, Bereishis Chaf of Gimel, Gur ba'aretz hazos. Live in this land. Yitzchak Avinu was unique, and that he was told never to leave Eretz Yisrael. He was an Ola Tamima. Vein chutz la'aretz kedai l'cha, as the pasuk says, as Chazal say, but based on the pasuk. So why is this darga of not leaving Eretz Yisrael and going to Chutz Laaretz unique to Yitzchak Avinu? The simanim of the Jewish people are achmanim, baishanim, and gomlei chasadim. These three midos parallel the midos of the avos. Gemilus chesed we get from Avram, busha we get from Yitzchak, and rachamim we get from Yaakov. Chesed, Avram. Busha, Yitzchak. Rachamim, Yaakov. So the question is, why did Chazal change here from the meat of Yaakov, Emes Yaakov? So if we're already going with the meat of the Avos, to say the Jews are Anshei Emes, Baishanim, and Gomlei Chasadim. So what we'd like to do now is explain Yitzchak's mida of Busha. But we'd also like to explain Yaakov's mida of Rachamim. So first, let's go back to the Gemara. It says that Yaakov Avinu had Sar Gidol Banim, Shabbos Peites. And on matzav like this, it says, Kerachim Oval Banim. So Rachmanus and Sar Gidol Banim are intertwined. Kerachim Oval Banim. Yaakov Avinu had Sar Gidol Banim, and a father has mercy on his children. Kerachim Ov Al Banim. He has mercy on his children, and that's Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov is the man of Tzar Gidol Banim, and Yaakov is also the man of Rachamim, Kerachim Oval Banim. So we have to note the chiluk that separates between the Midas HaChesed and Midas HaRachamim. Chesed is based, when we're talking here about the Chesed Mishpat that we've discussed in other shiurim, Chesed that you deserve. It's based on the not chesed of Vitor, which is another type of chesed. It's the chesed of before Avram Avinu. So the chesed is based on the hakara of the Milas HaMakabel, the elevated level of the one who's receiving the chesed. I'm going to do good for somebody because he's a Gadol B'Torah, because his maila, whatever it may be, arouses in me a will to give to him. Whereas the ashpa of rachamim is based on a akar of the chisaron of the makabel. Chesed is on the maila of the makabel, and rachamim is based on the chisaron, the lacking of the one who is receiving. Etiv lo basher li yesh v'lo ein. I'm going to do good for him because I have, and he doesn't have. So it emerges from this that on the first one, the koch of the satan can be makatrik about the mile of the makabel, because the whole chesed was misoirer because of the mile of the makabel. And the Satan could be makatcher, and he can say, no, it's not true. And therefore the mice of chesed can be nullified, can be cancelled. Ashenke in the midah of rachamim, there's no place for kitchurg when it comes to rachamim. Shekol atzmo yeno nizon ele mebchinas heyos zulas chose. Umeikara nolad mematzav shlili. The whole midah derives its nourishment, its sustenance, from the fact that the person is lacking, and originally this is the way he was born. He was born in this matzav shlili, and therefore the satan can't negate the mile of the makabo that he's lacking. What's the satan going to say? Oh, he's lacking. He's really lacking. It's exactly the point. That's why I brachamim. When you talk about somebody's milas, then the Satan can start up and say, no, he doesn't really have those milas. But when you talk about someone's chesronos, what's the Satan going to say? You're giving him because he's lacking. The Satan is makachering on good things, not on negative things. There's kitchug on chesed, but not on rachamim. The meat of Avram is the meat of chesed. Yitzchak is din. After din was finished its kitrug, then comes the mid of rachamim. The Satan has no shilton b'midas harachamim. You have chesed, you have din, the Satan finishes its kitrug now, because now we get to rachamim. And the Satan has no koch over it. You have mercy, because nebuch. What's the Satan going to say to that? So that's the mid of Yaakov and Rachamim. That's the special kesher. Kerachim of Albanim, Sargid Albanim. No kitchug of the Sutton. And that's what we're trying to get to in the mid of Yaakov, is that this get rid of the Sutton. And now we get to the mid of Busha, and how it branches off from the Avod of Yitzchak. Baruch Atah Hashem. So the Gra tells us that these three words correspond to the three Avos. Baruch relates to Avram, we understand. Baruch is hispashtus. It's when things branch off, when things extend, spread out. That's Avram Avinu, the Mehusiv Midas HaChesed. Hashem, so Chesed is Mispashet. Hashem is Yaakov. It says about Yaakov, Tzurasu Chakuk al Kisei Akavet. Minayin Shekara LaKadosh Baruch Hu Yaakov Kel. The famous Gemara. So that Hashem corresponds to Yaakov. How does Elo Atah correspond to Yitzchak? So in the din of Krios in Shemoneh Esrei, you have to bow down at Baruch. And at Atta, you go down until all of your spinal cord is jutting out. The chains in your spinal cord stick out. In the connection between Barech and Bracha, we see a external equation, equality in the same letters, right? Beis Reish Chaf. So you start bowing, Kriya La Birkayim, right? You bow at your knees at Baruch. So we see the Baruch and the Berech. So you start bowing with the Baruch, that we understand. Atta is when you go down and your spinal cord is jutting out. What does that have to do with Atta? So the root of this is in the fundamental difference between the meat of Ahava and the meat of Yira. In Ahava, there's a difference between its expression Bifanav Shelo Bifanav Shelanav. Ava Bifanav we call Nachas Ruach. Ava shelo b'fanav, we call gaguim. If ava in front of the person, so the person has nachas ruach, feels love, pleasure, a pleasant spirit. When it's no b'fanav, it's gaguim, it's yearning, a pining. And they're different. Two different forms of ava. Inherently. Yira is the opposite. Yira, the chilek is how strong it is, not in the essence of the ahava. When it comes of yira, when it comes to ava, it could be equally strong, the ava b'fanav, ava shelo b'fanav. But there's a fundamental difference between the two. Yira, there's not necessarily a fundamental difference between the yira b'fanav, yira shelo b'fanav, but in the strength and the power. When you're in front of the king, you have a lot more fear than when you're not in front of the king. So it's not a chiluk mahuti, it's not an inherent chiluk, but it is a quantitative chiluk. You have a lot more yira b'fanav than shelo b'fanav. The mid of Yitzchak is yira, and therefore the word ata is mesamein Elokei Yitzchak. The tchun of the yare is that he's always in front of the king. Yira b'fanav is yira b'si'ah. A yare is always in front of the king. The yira in front of him is the strength, is the zenith, the height of yira. A feeling of yira, the etzem, is b'fanav, ata. And that's why the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei opens up with ata. Ata is the same ata as Baruch Ata Hashem. Second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei is Keneged Yitzchak, Ata Gibor L'Olam Hashem. That's the same ata as Baruch Ata Hashem. You're in front of the king. And that, of course, both correspond to Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the ata, is the fear, is the one in front of the king. This is the nochach and nistar between ata and who, is that nochach, when you're present, the one I'm speaking about is in front of me, begeder chush. I can feel him, ata. Who is bevchinas yidia. You know about him, but it's not hakara muchashit. It's not sensory perception. Your senses don't perceive it, you just know he's there. That's the who. Ata is where your senses perceive it. The chiddush of ata in the mid of Yitzchak is that the king is in front of him. Begeder chush velo rak yidia. And that's why in ata you bow down until all of the vertebrae in your spine jut out. Because these chulios, these vertebrae, constitute the build of a person's body. When a person bows down with all of his vertebrae, he's like saying, excuse the Yiddish, Echab dir in mein guf. Mein guf dreit sich und drein far dir. I have you in my body. My body rolls around in front of you. V'yesh li otcha b'gufi. Gufi mitpatel b'fanecha. That's what he does when he's bowing down. The king of the world penetrating inside a person's body. In that state, he turns to the king and he says, Lashon nochach. Tzchush haguf. I'm feeling you in my body. I know you're here. And therefore he bows down until all of his vertebrae are jutting out. Wow. A lot of people wonder about the Lashon HaKasav and the Akedah. Ki ata yadati ki yare Elokim ata. The Midah of Avraham Avinu is Ava. And the Akedah is Yira. So what do you mean, Atayadati ki yare Elokim ata? The Midah of Avram is the Midah of Ahava. And the Akedah is coming to be Mevar Yira. I tell you, Dati Ki Yare Elokim Ata. Why are we Mevar Yira here? We want to be Mevar Abba. That's Avram's Midah. So it's clear that the Torah of Yare Elokim here is coming mitzad the Vayechu Shneim Yachtav. There's a skalulus, there's a fusion of Avram and Yitzchak. The Yachtav penetrates the very essence of the Akedah. But we still wonder if the Midah of Ava is enough for Avram Avinu to pass through the nine Nisyonos. What was lacking in the Nisyon of the Akedah? With the Midah of Ava, you can't sacrifice your one beloved son. Bincha Yichidcha Asher Ahavta. Why do we need the Midah of Yira? So we have to understand that the Akedah was Poel. The Akedah activated Efrat Sabra Al HaMizbeach. So Yitzchak doesn't require a Zechira. Like Chazal tell us that Yitzchak's ashes were on the Mizbeach. Yitzchak doesn't require a Zechira. It's as if he was sacrificed. Behem Hem Advarim. This Yichud is a Midah Keneged Midah LeYitzchak. The Avodah of Yitzchak is making the presence of God felt on the face of Yitzchak, the Midah of Atah. And therefore, the Schar of Yitzchak is that he is, in a very real and sensory way, present in front of the king of the world. He's always in front of him. He doesn't require remembering. So like Chazal say, it says V'zacharti as we see Avram, as we see. V'zacharti as we see Yaakov, V'av as we see Yitzchak, V'av as we see Avram Ezkor, V'art Ezkor. So Rashi there already says that it says Zechira by Yaakov, Zechira by Avram, but by Yitzchak, this is Vafis Brisi Yitzchak. Shteitnish doesn't say Zechira. Why? Because Zechira is not necessary. Because it's as if his ashes are piled up on the Mizbeach. And that's Midah Keneged Midah. God was Nochach for him. So he's always Nochach for God. Of course you can sacrifice your son just with the Midah of Ahava. But this Ahava cannot activate a Madrega of his ashes being on the Mizbeach of Nochach, of presence. For this you need Yira. We want this Akedah to last forever. Mepchinas Nochach, that should always be around, that the ashes should always be on the Mizbeach. For that you need the Midah of Yira. And therefore Avraham Avinu had to say Ki Yare Elokim Ata, Dafka Yare. There's a skalus here of Avram and Yitzchak. Avram is of Avi, Yitzchak's Midah of Yira. Because we need this year in order that Ephraim should be tzavra agave amizbeach. It should be nochach. It should be present like Yira. The Gemara says that a gan of his chomer mi gazlan, he pays kefil. Gazlan only pays the keren. Because a gan of, it's worse. He equated the honor of God to the honor of man. Because he's afraid of man. He's not afraid of God. Can't hide from God, yet he thinks he can hide from man. Excuse me, a ganav didn't equate the fear of God to the fear of man. He doesn't. He's not afraid of God. He's stealing right in front of God. For him, he can't hide. For man, he's hiding. See, he's worse. A Goslin doesn't care about either. See, he's equating them. But a Ganav, he's doing it stealthily. He's hiding from man and not from God. That's worse. Pays double. And normally, when somebody does an Avera privately, it's Kal Legabe over before Hesia. Whereas here, if you do it secretly, it's worse. Normally, if you do it secretly, it's better. You don't do an Avera before Hesia. It's Shtar Kasha. The answer is that Yira, for man, is indeed a Greusa. It's a lacking. It shows that you're giving people power. Mi atva tiri mi anosh yamus mi ben adam chotzi yinase in yishayin nun aleph yud beis. You're afraid of man. What does man can do for you? Man's going to die. Man's finished. Chozak Hashem adubar b'midas habusha. If you do an avera b'tzina, excuse me, if you're mizbayish from your friend, it's a maila. You shouldn't have fear from your friend, you should have busha from your friend. If you do an avera b'tzina, because you have busha from your friend, it's better than doing it for Hesia, that you have ha'azis panim, his brazenness, and he's not mizbayish. And that's all when we're talking about the mid of busha. It's at busha, it's better to do it in private. But a ganav, who does this stealthily, privately, because he's afraid of people, he's not doing it als busha, he's doing it als pachar, als yira. He's worse than a gazlan. If a person steals privately because he's embarrassed to be stealing, then that's better. No worse than a gazlan. But when a person steals because he's afraid, privately, because he's afraid of people, zechamur me'od. Stama de geneva b'seiser is alt pachad. And to have fear of man, that's a mida maguna. You shouldn't fear man, you should only fear God. Busha you should have friends. And most averis, when you're doing them in private, you're doing it alt busha. That's better. It's good to have busha for man. This avera you're doing it in private because you're afraid you're going to get caught. Are you afraid? You're more afraid of man than you are of God, so that already is kefa. So the three simanim that Chazal gave, Rachmanim, Baishanim, and Gomlei Chassadim. And they didn't say Pashit. Ava, Yira, and Emes. We're already going from the Avos. Let's go Ava, Yira, and Emes. Ava, Avram, Yira, Yitzchak, Emes, Yaakov. Why go with Rachmanim, Yaakov, Baishanim, Yitzchak, Gomlei Chassadim, Avram? And the reason is because the siman has to be Dover and Nikar that people can recognize. Ava, Yira, and Emes are Belev. She'ein Adam Yodea Ma She'Belev Chavero. A person doesn't know what's in his friend's heart. And therefore, Chazal grabbed on to midas. These are simanim, you have to see them. So the simanim that branch off from their root midos, the root is Avram Oavi, Yishaya Mem Aleph, Pachad Yitzchak, Breishis Lamed Aleph, Emes Liakov, Micha Zayin. So these are all midas Balev. Busha B'makom Yira. Because it's a mistaif. Because Yira becomes stronger when you're in front of the person you're afraid of. And Yitzchak is always afraid in front of Hashem. So when you're in front of somebody, there's always a lot more busha. Ain't on the maze pun of ifnei bal chova. Busha is the opposite of azus. V'chinas b'fanav, he's always in a matzav of busha. When a person feels this yira, then he's always going to have busha because he's always in front of God. Now this midah of yira, you can see when someone's afraid of people. But Chazal didn't want to use that because it's not good to be afraid of people. It's good to be mizbayish from people, not afraid of people. So again, busha relates to yira, because when you have yira, you have, it's like you're in front of the one you're afraid of. That's when you have the most yira, and that brings you to busha. And since we're talking about midos that you have to have towards other people, so we use the midah of busha, not yira, because busha in front of other people is good. Yira is not. And now we understand why Yitzchak is an Ola Tamima, which is a madrega of Lefanai Tam, but always in front of Hashem. Efrat Sabra Agabe Mizbech. Ein Chutz Laretz Kedai Lo. Yitzchak always has to be in front of Hashem. Because that's Gufa, his midah. Now we go back to where we started. Zivchu Zivchei Tzedek, that's the Akedah. And that's the Zevach of Tzedek. And when the Akedah is mentioned, Tshuka, desire is aroused of Mi'arani Tov. Mi'arenu Tov. Who will show us good? Show us. It should be Begeder Chush. Ever Sheyitzchak Sabra Agabe Mizbech, he's always in front of the king. So we have this Tshuka that the king should see us. From all mitzvahs in the Torah, we don't find simcha. All the mitzvahs of simcha shebetorah, we only find a limited simcha. It's limited to a certain place at the simcha's base of shoev and the mikdash. Smachtem lifnei Hashem. Simcha here by Simcha's Beis HaShoev is Dafka Lefnei Hashem. In the Gemara in Sukkah, the Memches Amar Aleph, it says that there's a miut of Leil of Simcha and Leil Yom Tov Rishon. So, what is the first Ushpizin of Simcha? Leil Yom Tov Sheni. And that's Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak gives us this Madrega of Lefanav, Smachtem Lifnei Hashem. And that's Dafka Leil Yom Tov Sheni. And all that we said is Mefurish in the Gemara and Shabbos. And of Peites Amid Beis, Amalem Yitzchak Achtem Akalsim Li, Kalsil HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mefchli Umechve Luhu Yitzchak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beinayu. Miyad Nasu Einem Lamar Vom Ata Hashem Avinu. Unbelievable. You see there in the Gemara that Yitzchak pointed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, showed with his eyes, and they said, "You are Hashem, our God." That's the Madreg of Yitzchak, the Ata, the Nochach, the presence. Amazing. Okay, we have a lot more to say about this. And Hashem should just give us the life and the strength. Shalom, shalom.